Blog Talk Radio.
Yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old, it was a big, big world, but we thought we were bigger, pushing each other to the limits. We were learning quicker. By 11, smoking herb and drinking burning liquor. Never rich, so we were out to make that steady figure. Once I was 11 years old, my daddy told me, go get yourself a wife or you'll be lonely. Once I was 11 years old. Started writing stories. Something about that glory just always seemed to bore me, 'cause only those I really love will ever really know me. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told before the morning sun when life was lonely. They can make it major. I got my boys with me, at least those in favor. And if we don't meet before I leave, I hope I'll see you later. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told. I was writing about everything I saw before me. Once I was 20 years old. Soon we'll be 30 years old. Our songs have been sold. Traveled around the world and we're still roaming. Soon we'll be 30 years old. I'm still learning about life. My woman brought children for me, so I can sing them all my songs and I can tell them stories. Most of my boys are with me. Some are still out seeking glory, and some I had to leave behind. My brother, I'm still savvy. Soon I'll be 60 years old. My daddy got 61. Remember life and then your life becomes a better one. I made a man so happy when I rode a leather once. I hope my children come and visit once or twice a month. Soon I'll be 60 years old. Will I think the world is cold, or will I have a lot of children who can bore me? Soon I'll be 60 years old. Yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old. Once I was 7 years old.
Just the guitar, thank you.
This was all you.
issues raised in tonight's episode.
Hello, Mark. Hello, Mark. Hello. Hello. I can't hear you, Mark.
This was yesterday.
Agents, real people, you just don't pay commission.
No commission. Yeah. Hello, Mark. Commission. The misery you feel when you spend thousands on commission and got nothing more for you. Save yourself from
misery at purplebricks.co.uk. Can you hear me? I can hear you a little bit.
Well known in Amsterdam. Journalist Mark
Perry.
Hello?
Hello? Whoa.
Can you hear me?
Hello? Yeah, I can hear you. You blew up my ears.
Oh, sorry. I wasn't close to the mic, honestly.
Oh, God.
Wait, it's nowhere near the mic. If the thing is come on straight away. Silly ass thing. Bloody hell.
I had my phone uniform blast.
I'm so fed up and frustrated tonight. One thing after another. We've been. Oh, trying to get into shows is ridiculous. Still get the other one. Long story. We're back. We're on air now, aren't we? I'm actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we had trouble with the other application. We just couldn't. I couldn't get an email to get into the YouTube. It's a long story. We're on the show now, and we're in now. A bit late. We missed about 22 minutes as well. We've got 38 minutes, haven't we?
Yeah.
We've got 22 minutes, 22 minutes left, I think. Yeah.
22 minutes, yeah.
Yeah, after all that, thanks for the cock-ups, Google, and TalkTalk for letting me down at the top of that as well. Thank you very much. Most appreciated, not. I'm not really in a good mood now after all that. Putting up that utter nonsense. You couldn't make it up, I've conspired against it. One turtle, we've got rid of one hurdle, another hurdle comes up front. Anyway, I'm not saying what to say now. I'm so exhausted from being on here now.
I'm glad we're back on air, though.
Yeah, I am. I'm very glad.
That's the main thing.
Yeah, I am as well, yeah. It's... Let's get down to things concerning the paranormal then. That's the moment you're over now, ladies and gentlemen. Honestly, you wouldn't believe that. Things about this live streaming and a lot of groups. Steve Huff coming up as well. They're not saying proving that one of his stocks is captured or the equipment he's using is ghost box. And EVP, the voices, the white noise, captures the not really. The phone voices that have been actually, I think, So there's a lot of controversy there concerning his so-called spirit voice coming from this device. A lot of people saying it's spirit voices coming. There weren't spirit voices at all. Brought by Steve himself. That's oh god, there's some revealing evidence there. I must admit, it looks very good. Warming over to what I've heard and seen so far. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Many YouTube videos there, a lot of them condemning Steve Huff for or not. And I think he's been sued, I think, if I can remember the facts right, from a company. I think it's a ghost box. They manufacture ghost boxes and some device, and he passed it off on his own. He put a few knobs of lights there and passed them on his own and charging over. Charging a fortune for it. The voices he supposedly claims to have caught are revealed to be fake, apparently, from what I've seen. You know, Steve Puff. It's a pretty high-profile name in the paranormal field, isn't it? Oh dear, it's all happening. A bit of controversy. It's always goes hand in hand in the paranormal field. There's always a bit of controversy, isn't there, Kieran, around the corner. Something's always happening.
Oh, it's always something happening. I think that's why loads of people on YouTube in the paranormal community on YouTube is getting punished out, because it only takes one person to make a mess up, and everyone else has got to suffer the consequences of one person.
Fame to paranormal field was more than let down. Credibility of the paranormal field goes down another notch. Yeah, very true.
But I don't know why. I don't know why the general people who does it has to get punished for that one person's stupid mistake.
Yeah. Another thing I realised, a lot of censorship of paranormal videos by YouTube. What the hell's going on there? It's like the bloody that guy now.
Yeah, what's happened?
There's far worse things on there. There's probably pornographic sexual violence or other violence or things. And then they seem to let those turn a blind eye to that, and they're scrutinising paranormal videos for the content and banning and not allowing some through for some reason. Scrutinising them. Chris Holton and others and a few others that have been scrutinised. Yeah. Google. Anyway. So. Yeah. People just go elsewhere to scrutinise that. This is overzealous scrutinisation that they're imposing. Just take their swears and go elsewhere for that. I'm sure there's plenty of alternative apps, YouTube online, they can put their, you know, show their wares on, turn paranormal videos and all that.
Yeah, like some people I know has gone to VidMig, similar to YouTube.
What's it called again? Sorry, I missed that. Big problem.
VidMe?
There's other platforms they can show their wares out there. That's right. I think they're really shooting themselves in their own foot with this kind of behaviour. I mean, Facebook a bit, I don't know, looking a bit funny as well. Seems to be, things. They ban one thing, but keep another thing on, which is probably just as bad. Double standards of things on YouTube and Jewish Club, and on occasions Facebook as well. Many things. When they accused, was it Google, was it YouTube, or was it Facebook of showing religious, you know, not religious, jihadi kind of videos on there? And these are kind of videos that people watching or can be radicalised by it as well. There's that aspect. They're trying to clamp. I think the government's trying to clamp down that kind of radicalisation online. A lot of it's to do with people radicalising people. YouTube and what? And Facebook, aren't they? These videos. Possibly more than YouTube than Facebook. I don't really know. I'm not really sure. Yeah. They could have a lot of responsibility in that as well. But I can't see things like we do with the paranormal are of a sort of a, you know, mature sort of offensive nature. It's ridiculous. When you see some of the horrific things that are put on there, you compare what Chris Holt and other paranormal investigators and their videos that they put on YouTube. It's all about. I think YouTube is, from what I've seen, they've been very overzealous indeed. Yeah. Incredible. Unbelievable.
It is ridiculous a bit.
You gotta kill the goose that lays a golden egg. A golden egg. That cliche there. If they don't watch it. YouTube. Because even our stuff's scrutinised, it must be. It's monitored content. Inappropriate or inappropriate for inappropriate content, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
you have to be careful what you say and this, that, and the other.
Bam! Oh, here, outside the room. Oh, outside the room went. I got away with that one.
I think you got away with that.
Phew. Bam! Oh, there we go again. Yeah, oh, for goodness sake. You know. But so, the point is, it's something. Like Chris Holton's videos, how can any. They have some of his. He's been warned and some of his videos have been banned, haven't they?
Oh, have they? I don't know, have they?
I don't know if he's, but they have, I think he's been banned or he's been cautioned or one or the other. I can't remember that. But some videos have been banned from because of the paranormal, haven't they? Yeah. They've been proving demons, they had a problem with it. Did you mention proving demons, for instance, as an example? They had videos scrutinised and some were banned, I believe.
Yeah.
I think you did, didn't you?
Yeah.
I think Chris Holton also, this is probably a separate issue, but just as important, just the same. He had, I think it was issues, I don't know what YouTube, but people claiming his music to be theirs. He composed it himself. Claimers coming in. People claiming it, claiming the music. Chris, he composes his own music, he narrates, it's all his own work. Claiming his music to be, this is some kind of that, claiming the music he's had to show of using it.
That's it.
Honestly, there's things like that that go on YouTube. Online in general, yeah, it just blows you away.
Well, it does.
He's already stated that the music's his. It's not theirs or anybody else, and he bears any similarities. Somebody called McLeod. He's used his music on occasions for his own videos online. They were called McLeod, something like that. I can't remember his name. But he's also created a lot of his own musical scores for his videos. He's at a paranormal convention there in Chicago, as we speak, enjoying himself, staying there a week or so, isn't he?
I believe so.
Over in Chicago, as we speak.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I think I've seen one of his videos earlier showing where he was
in his hotel room. I saw that, yeah. That's why I didn't have any sound then. I was just setting up my speakers there. Couldn't get any sound. Yes, he was there last year as well. I remember because I had a memory from last year, and he was there this time last year as well in Chicago. Well, I think it was Chicago, but in the United States anyway. Maybe Chicago. Yeah, he loves going over there. Sounds great. I'll just have gone to that. I'll have to go. We actually scheduled ourselves to a panel fest here, but we never got around to it for some reason. Shame, really. Anything that just come up, we'll let you know, folks, online in the UK. If you want to come abroad to visit, by all means, we still give the details. Just the same, any up and coming paranormal fests, we'll gladly put the details online for you on our show. It would be an absolute pleasure to do so. I'm going to have a crisp break. I'll be back in a couple of seconds.
He's having a crisp break.
Nush me, darlings. Nush me, Dad. Please. Nush me. That's me.
No.
First break over and back to work. Okay. Oops. It's be silly on radio, on live radio, isn't it? It's like almost like being in front of a camera. You see full faces, you on radio,
yeah.
Silly voices. It brings out the big kid in the end. It really does, doesn't it? Yeah,
it does. And don't forget,
seriously, go back to what we were talking about. Any panel festivals, we'll notify ladies and gentlemen. You know, we'd be out, you know, we wouldn't mind doing that. We must check out what's on the next one coming up in the UK somewhere. Anyone local, the next Paranormal Festival will be probably most likely going there. And we'll let you know how we get on. We'll let you know. Well, I must check online soon. There must be some more up and coming Paranormal Festivals coming soon, Karen, in the UK.
Well, I ain't got a clue. I just got to keep up and look online.
Yeah, I've got to check out online.
I noticed a load of things going around for Halloween and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's coming up. That's the end of this month, of course. Oh, yeah, my God, we're in October.
Yeah.
I love this time of year, the autumn, the fall, and Halloween. Then you know, a week later, you go to November, the first week of November, we got Guy Fawkes over here, Guy's, if you're not from the UK, Bonfire Night, I've got Guy Fawkes Night. Just commemorates the Guy Fawkes, who attempted to blow up the Houses of Parliament during King James I reign, back in 1605, that's right. God. The 412th anniversary is coming up this year, coming up this November 5th. Yeah, so there's going to be a BBC programme on that. A drama concerning Guy Fawkes and Bill Catesby, who were the plotters. I think Catesby was the main plotter. I think Guido, I think it's actually his name was Guido Fawkes. I think he played a minor role compared to Catesby, the bloke. Thomas Catesby, I can't remember his first name. I think they were Catholic plotters. I think he played more of a prominent role, the ringleader, as opposed to Guy Fawkes himself. But everybody remembers Guy Fawkes over Catesby, this guy called Catesby. Interesting story. I'm digressing this. I'm not paranormal. But I'm just saying, this is that season of the autumn. I quite like, you know, Halloween, and actually we got our Guy Fawkes night, Bonfire Night. Another festival like that. Then that's almost towards Christmas then, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not far now, really, but this year's nearly run its course. And a couple of months left. Just over a couple of months left. Unbelievable. So this computer's up and running now. This is not my original. This is, like I said, a computer that my good friend, colleague, host of Coventry Watcher Panel Talk Radio gave me. I took up fetch it from his house. He lent me this computer to do the show tonight. Otherwise, we wouldn't be doing the show now with the other computer. So we've got to resolve that. I'm having this for the time being until I get my other one sorted out. So that's why we've got a show tonight.
That's why we ain't been on air for a bit, because we'd have been technical issues with the system.
It has been one catastrophe after another. I'm not going to mention Talk again. I can't get into my emails. Their support system's down. I can't get into my damn emails, my inboxes for view messages either, which is quite frustrating. I thought they'd sorted this problem out. Evidently, I haven't. Talk and not in my good books again.
No.
One of the worst broadband companies ever. And I'm leaving them to VBT next year. I've had my belly full of them, I tell you. I've been treated. And the support, the mechanism. Anyway, I'm digressing there. Let's get back to the subject. We've got longer, 5 minutes.
Oh, no.
25-minute show, wasn't it? After all.
Yeah. Well, what we'll do next time, once I reactivate the account, it'd be longer. I just want to make sure we've got you on. So it's like
we just couldn't get in, could we? Just.
No.
The plugin for the Google Hangouts, we would have the video through Google. You would actually have seen us on Google. The split screen, wouldn't it? Both of us.
Yeah, it would be a split screen.
That's it. Only if my, of course, that's only if my webcam was working. But I don't think I'm having problems with that. Tora downloaded the software for that, but nothing's happened on it. So that's probably another glitch I've got to sort out. Oh, yeah. Technology can just it can just throw it back in your face. You get the mercy of it. You just got to hope it works. Half the time, we get so frustrated. We're trying to do something, and they just throw hurdles. You go past one hurdle, and there's another hurdle you've got to get over. It's just it's like it's calculated. They've conspired against something. It feels like it, honestly.
Like I say, Mark, I'm glad to be back on the air for the people who listen to
the show. Longer. I'm really distraught now. We've got 4 minutes left. It's really annoying now.
Mm.
It should have been a 10 o'clock show. It's only a 30-minute show. It's just a damn shame.
It is.
We can cram in as much as we can back now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Do we want to do another one tomorrow night? I think we need a break from it. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do one. What are we now?
Wednesday.
Are we Wednesday?
Yeah, we're Wednesday.
Like, I feel like a Thursday. We're nearly to Thursday, aren't we? That far off now. It's a Thursday morning.
Yeah.
If you think about it. Do we Friday then? Do we Friday night show? Vlog tour?
We can do a Friday. Yeah. And this time it'd be a bit longer.
We'll try and get that hangout sorted. If we can't do it, it'll be a blog talk. Okay. We'll try to sort that out Friday, well in advance. See if we can get it 3 or 4 hours before the show. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can we just test it then?
Yeah, we can test it. Three, probably.
We'll give it a test through then. Okay, we'll give it a test through then. Two, three hours before the show. Well, we'll have another 9 o'clock show, and we'll test for hangouts, try and get video connection with YouTube. If not, we'll be Blog Talk Radio again, right?
Yeah.
Either way, that's our backup. We'll try it that way now. So either way, we've got a show, hopefully. Oh, fingers crossed. Good grief. Look at a whole hour this time. 2 minutes remaining.
I need as much as I can, ladies and gentlemen.
I really am. I'm trying to cram as much as I can. Isn't my voice pretty clear, then?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Is that mic working?
You're moving it around.
Can you hear it? Is that sense of the sound? That's really good quality mic. Of course, Chris Holton's got a good mic, an exact mic like this. It's got to be good because he only buys the best.
It's got the same mic as a black one, hasn't it? This rounded tripod blue mic.
Yeah.
I'm just going to get that webcam sorted out, for goodness sake. Why is that playing up with your computer like mine? I tried in vain to download the software for it as well.
That webcam, what you swapped over.
Yeah.
You probably have to shut down your system to restart your system.
I'll restart and have a go and get that up and running, hopefully. We'll do a show on Hangups, a video call. You can come in chat and see us. The screen will be split. If not, it'll be a Blog Talk Radio effort. That's our backup. That's our backup plan, yeah. Contingency plan? Well, that sounds a lot more clever than they were saying that. Contingency plan. That's our backup plan, anyway. Yeah, we'll try that. We'll give it a whirl. I'm really annoyed because I'm not going to actually carry on for the least hour or so. Shame we didn't make the show longer, isn't it, Aaron?
I could make the show longer. I've just got to reactivate the count.
Yeah. Oh, you can.
I've got to delete this one to do a longer one.
Delete the show to start from scratch again?
Yeah.
I believe it, I think. I think we did quite well. 49, 48, 47 seconds remaining and counting. So we're ending the show. That's 23, 4 minutes. Okay. Netting. Bunch we are. Well. I've been working plugins, trying to get to the that plugins for the Google Hangouts to get that show on Google. The plugin would work. I've tried everything. We'll try that, if not, Blog Talk Radio Friday, 9 p.m. Thanks for tuning in. We've tuned in. This is Captain Watch Report, coming to Blog Talk Radio. That's what we're going to do. show's over.
Yeah.